If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So the Department of Health is calling for calm following an outbreak of hand, foot and mouth disease. And this is primarily in the KZN province. So on the line with us is the pediatric intensivist at KZN's Grays Hospital, Dr. Sbegezelohlope, who is going to give us more details about, you know, what actually is going on there. Dr. Hlope, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, and thank you for inviting me to come and discuss this outbreak.
How widespread is the outbreak now, Dr. Hlope?
At the moment, as per the state, it was updated earlier today. We have a total of 195 cases 95. In four districts in KwaZulu-Natal at the moment. But this is the stats from earlier this morning, around 11 a.m., so we don't have an update at the moment, but yes, it's spreading very fast considering that we are already 195 in 2 weeks into February.
And so what's the appeal then to the community?
The appeal is if you see any suspicious signs, the child will be paroxysmal with fever, feeling hot, mouth sores, rashes on the hands and feet, please, we are appealing to the community to keep them at home, because this virus is very contagious. It spreads very easily and very quick.
Mm-hmm.
So if the child is not well, please, we are appealing to the community to keep the children at home, and also to the teachers to assess and identify any children with symptoms and to just send them home to avoid the spread.
And how does it spread, Dr. Hlope?
So it's spread via the droplets. So if someone is coughing, sneezing, speaking, they can spread it to the person that they're sitting close to, but also not just to the person that is sitting close to you, even to the surfaces. So if the person may just sneeze and cough around the table and then they move away, someone else comes and sits around the same area, they can still catch it from the surfaces. Also sharing toys, sharing utensils, spoons and forks. So all those things that can have contact with the droplets. But also because it causes blisters on the rash, on the hands and feet. So if the fluid from those blisters also, someone comes in contact with those blisters, they can catch it. Also from the fecal matter stool, if the child goes to the bathroom and then they don't wash their hands properly, they can easily spread it as well. So it's mainly droplets, fecal matter and the blister fluid.
You know, you're calling for parents to keep children at home. Is that the way to treat it, or do you take the child to the hospital? Is it treatable, or is it one of those where you've got to sort of wait for it to run its course?
It's one of those viruses where there is no vaccine and there's no treatment for it.
Yeah.
So that's why we are appealing to the parents to keep the children at home if they are symptomatic. It's usually a mild form of presentation. It's just a fever, rash, and they will have difficulty feeding because of the mouth sores.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, by 7 to 10 days, the child will get better without any treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if the parents are concerned, then we advise them to seek help and go to the clinic or to the hospital just to get some supportive therapy, which would be analgesia, something for pain, something for fever. But there's no treatment for it, and it gets better within 7 to 10 days.
I mean, you were saying, obviously, you're concerned that it is spreading quite fast, 95 cases in 2 weeks. You're saying that that's pretty fast.
It's actually 195 cases. 195 cases, yes. Like today, in the last 24 hours for Durban, it's only just, there were 27 new cases. So it's spreading very fast. So we're appealing to the family members, keep someone symptomatic at home.
When they do keep them at home, from what I'm hearing you know, saying that obviously droplets, surfaces, we would all be using the same surfaces, even as you keep them at home. What are the things that we can do so that they don't spread it, even in the family, to siblings and so on?
Try to limit their movement around the house, because obviously they'll be talking and sneezing, so then they'll spread the virus throughout the house. So try to isolate in a way in a specific room, but make sure that the child is well looked after, is well hydrated, is getting analgesia, is getting something for pain. But just try to limit movement, because obviously the people at home are at risk of getting it.
Yes. Would you sort of treat it like COVID? In other words, how one would look after themselves, masks and all of that, sanitizing surfaces and the like?
Yes, you treat it like that, because it also spreads the similar way, which is just droplets and stays on surfaces. So, yes, you can advise them to use masks, wash hands properly. The main thing is hand hygiene. They must wash hands thoroughly with water and soap for at least 20 seconds. And then you disinfect the surfaces with whatever disinfectant is available at home. And then obviously try to limit movement around the house or outside the house. It usually gets better very, very quicker on its own.
These 195 cases, are they spread out in the region, or are they sort of very localized?
The majority of them are in Durban, in Ethekwini district. Gotcha. So 147 cases are from Ethekwini district, but the other districts also in his cases. So King Cetshwayo, which is around Richards Bay and Pangani, there's 25 cases. Ugu, which is South Coast, has 20 cases. And Umkhanyakude, which is Northern KZN, has 3 cases. But most of the cases are mainly in Ethekwini district, which is where the initial cases were seen, and then it is spreading mainly in those schools, children that are at school.
Sure. I really appreciate your time, Dr. Sibengiselo Hlophe, who is a pediatric intensivist at KZN's Grays Hospital. And she says 195 cases already in KZN. That's a concern. So, you know, obviously we're all mobile. So I suppose this information also is important for all of us. If your child is experiencing fevers, you're seeing blisters and so on in the hands and the mouth, please alert the authorities. Try and as much as possible to try and get them some medical attention, and you also as a family try and look after yourselves.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.